812 on the Mighty 690 this morning. I'm Shay Neal, filling in for James this week, and it's time for our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, Charles. How are you?
Good morning, Shay. I'm well.
That's good. And what is our verse of the day this morning?
It is Psalm 37, verse 7. It reads, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." Psalm 37, 7.
Now, we spoke a little bit before coming on air here, and I think it's a great opportunity with James out this week and me still being pretty new to the area to, kind of take this opportunity for maybe people that are new to Southeast Kansas or maybe new to learning a little bit more about Skank Insurance, about maybe some questions or some information that, potential new people are looking for or should know about your business.
Okay, thank you. Where are you from, Shay?
I'm from South Ohio. I'm from Cincinnati.
So Cincinnati.
I've come quite a far way to come out here.
Okay, very good.
But I know that, I'm sure, what are some, for new clients, potential new clients, or people that are looking to learn a little bit more about Skank Insurance, what are some of those common questions that you sometimes get asked by people?
So, just a little first about our history.
Yeah.
My dad started this business in 1978. And I joined him in 2012, and we've worked together all those these years since 2012 up until April, and he retired and has been enjoying retired life, my mom has needed some extra care with some heart issues, and so he has been able to be there for her, and so that's been a wonderful thing. And so, but in a nutshell, what we do is we help people as they transition from being an employee, to a retiree. And most people only retire once in their life. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of new things. And there's a lot of new things when you're in your 60s or sometimes even in your 70s, and that are maybe unfamiliar with people. So when you are at a regular job, normally there's a HR person that handles all of your benefits. Maybe it's your 401k, your health insurance, dental, vision, different things like that. And that person is just sort of in the background of your life, running those things that you really don't even think a whole lot about most days. And then when you retire, that HR person doesn't go with you.
Yeah.
They stay at the work site, and you go into retirement without an HR person any longer, and you have to figure out all those benefits on your own. So our goal is to make that transition, that can be bumpy at times, to make it as smooth as possible and to help with those things that operate in the background of your life, like the health insurance, dental plans, vision plans, income in retirement, things like that.
Yeah. And I think something that I'm glad that you mentioned, it's a family legacy business with multiple generations that have, been a part of this. And I think that's important because I'm sure it's part of, the DNA. excuse me, a lot of people going into retirement or reaching that phase of their life are doing that with family and their loved ones in mind. And I think that, it's important for those types of people in a lot of cases to speak to a group that gets it. I mean, you're, a family-run business. It's been, it's been the same group that's run it since it was, like you said, founded in 1978. And I think that, I'm sure that's important to a lot of people, that it's not just some random people from a partnership that teamed up for certain services. It's a family-run business that's trying to help families.
That's true. That's true. My son joined us going on 4 years ago. In this coming December, it'll be 4 years. He's 23. His name is Landon. And we've had a wonderful time working together. And then a year ago, my daughter, who's 21, she joined us. And she's actually going to college now, but she works occasionally for us. But she's licensed, and my son is licensed in the insurance industry. And so we're very excited to have that continuity from generation to generation.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you mentioned, when you go from having those benefits taken care of for so long to all of a sudden that's kind of all becomes your responsibility upon retirement, I'm sure that's overwhelming for a lot of people. So what are some of the strategies or some of the messages that you give to people to kind of simplify that responsibility where, you know, you make it a little bit easier of a pill to swallow?
Yeah. So, most people that have had employer coverage through their employer for health insurance, that's sort of all they know. And that's sort of what they're used to. And they've maybe had that for 30 or 40 years. And going to Medicare, there's a lot of uncertainty of like, okay, how's this going to work? How's it going to pay? What's it going to cost? There's penalties associated with not signing up for Medicare in time. There's all kinds of unknowns sort of about that process that seem a little scary and daunting. And it's not uncommon to have somebody come into our office and they're a little on edge and like, I'm not so sure about this. Mm-hmm. And then once we explain how it works and the process, they walk out like a load's been lifted off their shoulders. And so there are things to watch out for. There are things that you need to know. But once you know them, you have what you need to know to have confidence and to be able to go through this time without maybe the fear, the uncertainty that you might have had before. So we have a free consultation. There's no charges. We never, ever charge for our services. And that's a common question that people have. It's like, hey, it'd be great to have you guys, but what do you guys cost? There's no charge to talk to us or to have our services. And so when people are approaching that retirement date, whether retiring at 62 or they're retiring at 68 or 65, it doesn't matter. We can help you get your ducks in a row before that event happens and just know, get everything in place. And sometimes people really like their employer coverage and we can try to mirror that coverage that they have in with their employer. We can try to mirror that coverage that they have to have in retirement as well. Or if they're not really crazy about their employer coverage, we can help them see how we can upgrade it or improve that.
And I'm glad you mentioned how you can get set up before the official retirement date comes, because I think that's another important fact of it is a lot of people, I'm sure, wait until the last minute, sometimes probably even wait until, you know, they're at retirement before they even think about something like this. And I know every situation is different, of course, retirement circumstances, income, savings, all that kind of stuff. But what would you say is an ideal time frame for the average person to get this process started heading into retirement?
Ideally, in a perfect world, it'd be about 3 months ahead of time. And for some people, that's really early in their mind. And for other people, that's really too close. They want to have more preparation. So we've helped people well over a year in advance to evaluate their options and to look at what retirement looks like. So whatever your comfort zone is what we will help you with. We will help you wherever we find you. And so don't say, well, hey, it's too late. I've waited too long. They don't, you know, they can't help me now, or it's too early, or whatever. Just give us a call and we can help you where you're at to make an informed decision about your retirement options and know better about what retirement's going to look like.
Right. And I'm sure, you know, being involved for over a decade now, I'm sure you have plenty of experiences, plenty of great memories, great stories. So thinking back on it, hopefully I'm not putting you on the spot, but what is maybe one or two of your favorite things about doing this, like in terms of whether it's a specific instance of helping a specific person or an overall feeling you get? What's your favorite part of doing this?
It's really incredible to see someone that is... My throat is messing up this morning. It's really incredible to see somebody that's been in the workplace and that has, been elevated and promoted, and they are embedded in that company as much of a part of that company as they can be. And then they get to the realization that they don't want to die on the job. They want to have a life after after work, and so to see them going from, you know, going all out, 100 miles an hour every day, working hard, getting there early, and maybe working 8, 10, 12 hours a day, to shifting their thinking and shifting their lifestyle and putting their focus onto maybe it's doing something for charity, maybe it's doing something for their church, for their children, and shifting that priority to where it's not being fulfilled at work, but it's being fulfilled with their family, with other things. It's sort of like a butterfly that goes from a worm to a butterfly. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a transition there. To see that is a wonderful thing. And sometimes you can wonder, is there life after work? You know, what am I going to do with my time? Where am I going to go? Am I going to be bored? Am I going to be regretting leaving my workplace? These are all my friends. These are all the things that I know, all of these working relationships. And then to see them discover that there is a life after that, and to see them spread their wings and enjoy a second chapter of the next chapter of their life.
Yeah. And I think it's almost like you get to see, you know, the most people being selfish in the best way possible.
Right.
After, you know, a long career of putting the organization first, or putting their employer first, or putting their coworkers first, they hit that realization where it's like, okay, I'm at the point in my life now where I want to put my family first. I want to put me first. I want to put my loved ones first. And I think that's a really cool thing, like you said, where you get to see that kind of that switch flick in their head where it's like, you know, I want the rest of my life to be about me and the people I care about.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And many times they'll a person will come in thinking about retirement. They know their body, maybe their body is telling them that they need to retire. Maybe their wife is telling them, or their spouse is telling them they need to retire. And in a workplace where they thought they would never leave, now they're feeling not like a stranger, but they're not fitting in like they used to, and like they thought they always would. And then to find that there's another life out there for them is a really rewarding, really satisfying. And I would encourage our listeners that are in that boat, that are maybe contemplating when to retire. The timing, that can be a maddening decision. You know, when should I retire? I find a lot of times the people that are really fretting themselves about it more than the average person, they are usually more prepared for retirement than the person that really hasn't thought about it. Yeah. And so I would say, if you're really contemplating it, there's a good chance that you're probably more ready for it than you might realize. And I know of some situations where a person continues to work just for the benefits at their work. Mm-hmm. And maybe their spouse is getting benefits from them being at work, and they sort of feel tied to the job because of that, that situation. And we help people in that circumstance to realize that they have other options, and there's coverage that they might not realize. The coverage might be better than they had anticipated. And it's just good to have a second set of eyes looking at your situation and to helping you make a good informed decision.
Absolutely. Get to see everything from a different perspective. Always very valuable. And this has been some great information for people that are obviously looking to learn more about retirement, learn more about the steps to take, learn more about Skank Insurance. And so with putting a bow on this, I guess, what would be a piece of advice you would offer to somebody who's maybe on the fence about whether that be retirement, whether that be reaching out to learn more information, maybe they have an additional question? What would be some advice you'd offer, and how can they get a hold of you and Skank Insurance?
So, like I said, it's always a free consultation, and when you're at this stage where you're looking for advice, there's tons of phone calls. My mom called me yesterday. She said, I've gotten at least like 5 phone calls today. And my mom has been retired for some time, but people are still calling her. And so there's going to be a lot of voices trying to tell you buy this or trying to push all this urgency on you, or make this decision regarding your coverage with Medicare or whatever. And I would just encourage you to get somebody that you can trust. Get someone that's local. And I have a reputation to uphold. And a person on the phone calling from who knows where, they're here today and trying to get you to make a decision. Then they're gone. Right. And you might not ever catch them again on the phone. And so get somebody where you can go into their office. You can sit at their desk and ask them questions and get some answers about your situation and talk to them eye to eye. And we offer that. Come in, talk to us, and we can get a retirement preparedness evaluation and help you feel better about your options. And like I said, the more I see people worried about it, the more prepared those people tend to be.
Yeah.
And so give us a call. Call our office at 620-331-8800, and we can help you. We can set up an appointment, and we can walk through your options. Or it can be a phone call. We can talk to you over the phone and have that retirement preparedness evaluation as well. But our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Waters True Value. Drop in, see our staff, and see our office there. We also have an office in Howard and Sedan.
Great stuff, great information, and I think very helpful stuff for a lot of people that I'm sure are thinking about that chapter of their lives, whether it's just around the corner, whether it's years away. I mean, you can take something away from no matter what phase of life you're at. Charles, thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Shay. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You too. We're going to have Open Line on the other side, or look at Fox News coming up next on the Mighty 690 KGGF.